And we are back here. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is Friday morning. It's been a busy week, but I've got Bob Zadora, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, in the studio with us here this morning. And it's always good to have a Friday morning with Bob.
That's right, because it's the end of the week.
It's the end of the week. The weekend is just right around the corner. It's staring at us, Bob.
Yeah.
And a full weekend again here and across the area. But I know you and Linda have been, you've been so fortunate this year. You've had a lot of folks that you guys have been able to help out all across the region.
We have. We've been blessed this year. The market's been good for most everybody. There's been a number of people that have been able to move on to the next phase, to find that right house for the right time of their life.
Yep.
And to be able to get settled in, people coming here from other locales. We have a closing this morning with some people that are coming up from Texas. The sellers on that house are going to move to another house here in the area. So that's good. And we're seeing more of that where people are staying here, whether they're downsizing, upsizing, just tired of this one and want to try in another one,
right?
Which is something that we hadn't historically seen a lot of in the past. So that's been very good for the market. It's been very good for the area, too, because you're not suffering that brain drain. You get people that have lived here for a long time who know different things, whatever it may be, and have knowledge of things, and have knowledge of local lore, things that they did when they first came here. And to be able to do that and pass that on is a big thing. So we're so happy that people that have lived here and have decided to downsize, and not going back to Cleveland or Denver or wherever it may be, they're staying here.
Yes. Yeah. I've called that tribal knowledge for a long time.
That's very good.
Somebody brought that to my attention. I was doing the Raps Baron tour here probably around 12 years ago, and somebody said, there's a lot of tribal knowledge here with the storytellers, and so I've started listening to some of the people that tell the stories, and that's the exact same thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
It is the people that have been here, that have roots here, that know some of the past history. Maybe they know something about a local building or something about something that happened 20 or 25 years ago.
That's exactly right. So to be able to pass it on, and for them to be able to be with their people, these are now their people.
Right.
The people that they left in Cleveland 20 years ago, they made Facebook with them or MySpace or whatever the case may be for some of them. But it's not the same. The phrase "you can never go home" is there for a reason.
Yes.
Because it's just, I go back, I visit, a couple days, I'm done. I mean, because it's, you're not running in the same circles that you used to run in before. And you, even if you go back and those same people are, their whole lives have gone on.
Yes.
Your whole life has gone on. And to go back to that is impossible.
Yes.
I mean, we've had a number of people that have, you know, been gone for a while and then contacted Linda and said, look around and see if you can find me a house that has this, this, and this.
Right.
Because we're gonna come back.
Yes.
And it's a hard place to leave. I mean, when you look at what we have
here. Oh, yeah.
And you have the ability to stay here.
Right.
The great health care.
Oh, yes.
All of the things, all of the hospital obviously stands on its own. Mm-hmm. But all the other things that go with that, and the eye doctors, the dentists, the audiologist, all of the things that go on around us that make life easier to stay here.
Yes.
And that's very important to people.
Yep.
So they can downsize where they're living, whether they come in and they buy a little house in town, or they buy a little condo, or they go into assisted living, whatever the case may be. But their friends are still here. The church is still here.
Yep.
The those that are going to be out at the senior center helping out, they've been there. I'm going to guarantee you those people have been there for years doing that very thing. And that's where you need to be able to carry that power of the tribe forward, that new people coming in can learn.
Yes.
And
exactly.
People that come into the area want to participate in things. You know, so we want to welcome them and say, yes, please, take over that committee.
Yes.
Because I don't want to do it anymore. We need some more help.
Yes.
You know, fresh blood's a good thing.
Oh, yes.
Fresh ideas.
Oh, fresh ideas are always helpful.
Yeah.
Always helpful.
Yeah.
And one of the things I know you guys take a lot of pride in is finding the right place for the right person.
That's exactly right.
You're not going to take somebody out there and show them a 15-room mansion if they're looking for 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. The other side of that is if they're looking for 15 rooms, you're not going to show them all the 3 beds and 2 baths.
Exactly. Exactly. We want to know what people are looking for. We want to know their price point and a comfortable price point. It's not a matter of how much you can afford. It's how much you want to
want to afford, yes.
And then you're going to make the decision. If you don't, we don't find the house that you're looking for in that price range, then you're going to decide, okay, well, let's move up another $10,000, whatever the case may be.
Right.
And that's very important for us with our folks to be able to do that, that they know that they're being treated well. We've had clients that have come in and said, I was out with, and they just showed me their listings. And that was all. I told them what I wanted, and they just didn't listen. And that's, I don't know if anybody's ever gone someplace else and said, Z-Team, they were just they didn't show me anything. They just showed me their stuff, and so I don't look at listing offices when I'm looking for things.
Right.
I'm looking for, you tell me what you want, goes into the computer, mm-hmm. the computer spits it out,
yep.
and these are your choices. You
know, yes.
go through, and I've got the big screen in the office, mm-hmm. and Lynn and I will sit down with people, and to be able to show them houses instead of looking over my shoulder trying to see what...
See the little tiny picture on your small screen.
You know, to be able to do that. We had a guy up there, had a map up, and he was pointing out corners uh-huh. on his property that he could do on a 32-inch TV
right.
and be able to show that. So that worked out real well, and it was better for him, it's better for me. Mm-hmm. I could better understand what he was telling
right.
me.
Right. So, and with the tools you guys have now in the business, when you say you punch all these things into a computer and it spits it all out, that's literally the case. If you're looking for three bedrooms, two baths, and you're looking for a specific price point in a neighborhood, you can type all this stuff in here and it gives you the answers. This is what is available.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and then it's up to you. If we want to expand out a little bit, mm-hmm. we want to get a little closer, that's all buyer's choice.
Yes.
And so in order to have buyers, we have to have listings.
Yes.
So we're going to ask again. If you're thinking about coming on the market, don't think, well, now we're going to wait till spring because that's when the market's good. No, people are at home.
Yes.
It's colder up north than it is here. So you want to make sure that you're on the market so that when people are online looking at houses, they see yours and they see Linda's great pictures and they go, ooh, I want to see that.
Yes, because it is snowing right now in some parts in the northern climates, and they are looking
indeed.
Here. So, yes.
It is indeed.
It is officially time for This Week in Real Estate. I do have Bob Zadora of Century 21 LEMAC Realty right here in the studio, and he's got all the latest facts and figures right there at his fingertips.
Yes, sir. This Week in Real Estate, there were 61 new listings came up, 19 parcels of land, 11 commercial properties came up. A lot of stuff came up on the market. Very unusual. But 31 homes came out on the market. They came out in a range from $29,000 to $625,000. Three came out as active contingent. I can probably say that one of those is ours. Average price coming on the market this week is $171,000. There were 42 sales, 7 parcels of land, a commercial property, 34 homes sold. Those homes sold in a range from $47,000 to $575,000. Average sale price this week is $151,000. 125 days on market, so we're way down from where we were, and it just gives you an idea. You just go, well, that's still a long time. That's not a long time. That's an average. When you look at stuff that's on the market for been sitting there for years.
Yep.
But $5.1 million in residential real estate closed this past
week.
Yeah. 36 properties expired, and if you're one of those, if you expired and you're thinking about taking another run, give us a call and let us sit down and talk with you, and we can explain what we do. I think that's very important for you, too, as a consumer. 28 price changes, there's still 42 pendings.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a bunch of listings up in Missouri. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking of listing up there, if you're looking to buy up there, give us a call. Linda, my honey, and Darlene are both licensed up there.
Yep.
There's currently 537 homes listed on the MLS. 200 in Mountain Home, 14 in Bull Shoals, 15 in Cotter. So there's homes to see.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are priced well and presented well are going under because there's been 575 homes have sold this year for $145 million, 133 days on market, an average sale price of $148.
Wow.
975 homes. A lot
of houses. That's a lot of houses.
Last year, there have been 940 homes. So you can start to see how as we go into the fall, generally it falls off because we jumped 15 from last week when you look at the year to date. So, as the market's has historically fallen off, we haven't fallen off.
Nope.
We've got a closing today. We've got a closing Tuesday. They're stacked up.
Never ends.
And other agents are doing the same thing. Last year, there have been 940 homes sold for $128 million, 146 days on the market with an average sale price of $136. So you got 35 more homes, as I said, for $17 million more in residential real estate sales.
Wow.
And all the sales also affect the local economy as well in so many ways. So give us a call if you're thinking about coming on the market, if you're just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call, 870-405-0793. Check out that website, retiredtoarkansas.net.
Yep.
If you're looking, all the MLS is on there. If you're looking to sell, all the MLS is on there. Take a look and see what's in your neighborhood, what you're up against as far as competition. And we'll do whatever we can do to help you get to the right house at the right time, right stage of your life.
Take a look and see what's up there. I guarantee you can find something that is just for you. Bob Zadora, the Z-Team, Century 21, LEMAC Realty.